I love to read. I always have, even when I was a little girl. In fact, when I would get in trouble as a kid, the first punishment, well, okay, the final punishment, was always to take all of my books away. And since I was a sneaky little shit, I would have books stashed all over my room to the point where my parents would have to pretty much take everything out of it to find them all. There was always some stashes they could never find, though. But I used to live on a road with no sidewalk and cars that would go very fast around curves. My siblings were spaced out in age as to not really have any shared interests yet. I never felt lonely. I would immerse myself instead into pretend play worlds of magic and fighting, adventure, and a disturbing amount of sacrificing flowers to fire gods. And I had my books. I love all sorts of books. Fiction is my favorite, though. Stories. I love stories that take place in worlds that are not our own. Worlds which follow different rules about what is real, what is possible. And I would sink in and live the story and after have such marvelous dreams. I find now that I know about hypnosis and trance. It makes sense that the experience of sinking into a book you are reading is a trance in and of itself. You become so submerged that the world outside seems to just fade away, and you can picture every description in your mind as you read. No noises really intrude. There is a part of you that has practiced cutting them away from your awareness. Once you are really deeply into the story, individual words do not seem to stand out. You start to feel the story as a whole, coming together inside your mind. And that is what I'm going to ask you to do here. To sink so deeply into my voice. Into my little story of sorts. That your mind gets sucked into it. That you feel the sensations that I am mentioning. Hear sounds that I talk about. See the wonderful visions and world I put you in. We'll have our own little adventure together. And wouldn't you like that? Be good and say yes. Good boy. Start by closing your eyes for me. Let your lids fall gently shut as you recline back. Sitting or laying down, it doesn't matter. But your head needs a safe place to sink into. When I take you into trance, it is common for your body to go limp. And I want to make sure that you are safe. So picture me next to you. Soft, flowing blue hair. It reaches to my waist with colorful splashes of turquoise and pink swirling through it. The dark blue strands match my gentle but deep, bright like a sapphire blue eye. You can feel my gaze on you, warm and loving. I'm sitting down, a long pleated blue skirt falling beautifully to the floor, wearing a silver gray blouse that hugs my skin and comes up tightly to my breasts, where one string lies in a crisscross pattern, not even pretending modesty, as the string does nothing but enhance the allure of the creamy white breasts, almost bursting out. My lips are red and parted as I smile and lean down to kiss your forehead. A book in my hand, I pull back so I can open it up. I want to help you sleep. I'll make sure that when you do, that all your dreams are wonderful. So be a good boy and get comfy. Pull a blanket up over top of you if it's available. A nice comforting weight that helps you relax. Sink into the softness beneath you. I don't need you to be still. Moving around is just fine, as it only serves to make you more comfortable. More relaxed, more able to focus on just my voice. My sweet boy, just relax for me. Sweet boy, start to breathe slowly for me. In, 1, 2, 3. Hold it and seek inside yourself for the peace it brings you. And out, 1, 2, 3. I want you to find your own comfortable pattern. Breathe deeply and focus on your breathing. You don't need to use a count of three, but I do want you to count slowly with each breath, your own number to where you are comfortable, whether that is three or 4 or even 5. It does not matter. All that matters is that silently in your head you count as you breathe in. Hold it while you focus on that peaceful, calming feeling that gets stronger with every breath. And let it go while counting again. You can do that, can't you? Count your breaths for as long as you can. Anytime a stray thought intrudes on your awareness, I want that stray thought to turn into you needing to count your breaths. Good boy. Notice how with each breath your thoughts calm more and more. Your body relaxes more and more. Your mind settling down and taking a back seat. I want you to imagine for me how it would feel for my hand to start gently stroking the underside of your left arm, the inside of your wrist. Moving slowly up, I'm just using two fingers. Going to just under the elbow and back down. Just following a straight line, gentle and relaxing. Moving my fingers up and down. Relax. My sweet boy. Feel your mind sinking deeper and deeper until your mind really is just a passenger. And you find yourself in a deep, hypnotic trance. You might not even notice it when it happens.
Trance is nothing.
And that's okay. You might not later remember how or when you completely sank down.
At what point were you sucked in on my burden?
It's best not to remember the progression. Not to focus on it past when you find yourself deeper.
All you want to do is just think, relaxing, breathing deeply, counting each breath, and sinking deeper.
Imagine yourself fully giving in to my voice. Letting it guide you, take you down deeper and deeper. My sweet boy, feeling protected, cared for, my sweet boy, feeling my trigger pulling at your mind, down, deeper. My sweet boy, opening my book, I start to tell you a story. Feel your mind drifting along with it. Relax. Every time I say, relax, I want you to imagine my hand stroking through your hair. Relax. Calming you, relax, making you feel comforted and cared for, relax, knowing I've got you, I'll keep you safe, relax, everything will be wonderful. See as I turn to the first page. You never remember much of it, but you always remember this part. Standing in a bar, waiting to get the bartender's attention. You remember that the lights were an iridescent glowing blue, pulsing with the beating music. You remember how the throbbing tunes seemed to duplicate the rhythm of your own heart. Beating, beating, beating. Just the thought of it starts to send you back down into a twisting maze of lines and colors. Into a dream within a dream, a jumping world of pleasures within your trance. You remember anticipation every step of the way, as you cannot always remember details, but can remember that you liked them, that they were good. Each turning point, each phrase that sent and sends your mind spinning and your hips thrusting. Oh, but you anticipate. As you listen to the music, you feel yourself drawn in deeper. Sinking fully into this world. Each word dissolving into the whole, into the story. The tale unfolding with you inside it, experiencing it as it grips you and sucks you deep within its pages. Again and again, you don't remember much, and that's perfect. That makes the pleasure something that always comes into you as a new surprise. You remember that the drink you are waiting for is something special. Not just an ordinary order for you. That the bartender is hot. Like really, really hot. And that all you want to do is get her attention. You remember that the night is fun, but never much else. Details like vapor through a vent tend to drift away in a wispy haze as you revisit your time under her spell. Her name is Efreet, and as you see her turning, your heart makes a jump. Her hair is a fiery red, that perfect shade of natural you find so appealing. Her skin soft and pale, and her eyes, they catch your attention as much as you catch hers, staring in admiration as she comes in close to take your order. The shining emeralds gazing expectantly at you. You find your thoughts scrambled, feeling them start to shut down. Thoughts presenting themselves but sweeping away before they can ever form enough to become words. Going quiet. The noise of the bar and the music's outer trapping settling into nothing around you. As she asks you something and all you can do is stare at her beauty, her perfection. Her voice is lovely, you catch that much. But the words escape you as you gaze down deep into her eyes. It's almost as if they are sucking you deeper and deeper and deeper. Only hearing from the music now the heartbeat within it that starts to echo around your shoulders, up your neck, crushing your mind with how loud it seems to become. Surely she must hear your heart beating faster and faster and wake up. Hey, come back to me, silly. Tell me what you want to drink. Her eyes twinkle in amusement as you are drawn back to the reality of the scene around you. It would be a mistake to think that this would bring your focus up. No, feel your mind sinking instead. Deeper. Popping into a new bubble of awareness, being absorbed through its curve. Direction is not so important as going deeper. And to hold you into this world, each time a scene shifts within your trance, each time there is a transition of place or mind, you sink deeper. You relax, suspend belief, and accept. Of course, choosing and deciding would be so much effort. Leave too much ambiguity. So I'll help you. You will know when each of these little moments happen by the words. Sweet boy. My sweet boy. These words beguile you. Cause your eyelids to get heavy and droopy. Cause the muscles in your face to relax. Except the ones in your cheeks. They are pulling up the corners of your lips. as the essence of an unconscious dopey smile forms in your mind. A testament to how deep these words sink you. How good it feels to surrender to this feeling. My sweet boy, just sing for me. But I believe that she asked you a question. It would be so rude not to answer. Knowing how hard it is for you to think right now, I will give you all of the answers. So that while under trance for me in this story, anytime you hear a question asked of you, you simply wait, and I will whisper the answer in your ears. You don't have to think. You just have to say it. Say it out loud. You want this, don't you?
Yes, please.
It would be such a wonderful gift to not even have to think. You would be thankful, wouldn't you?
Yes, Domino.
I know. Trance is so much nicer on thinking. And you don't have to think. I want something in return, though, for my gift. It's simple, really. You just have to speak the words I give you. And you will navigate everything perfectly, flawlessly, and just sink deeper. Promise me that when asked a question, you will wait, your mind blank, not even able to form an answer. You will wait and prepare yourself to have your mind filled with my whispers, my commands, that go right through you, straight to your tongue. Promise me that with every whisper, your mouth will open and my words will come out and you will sink deeper into hypnotic trance. Do you promise that you will obey me?
I promise to obey you.
Do you promise to answer all questions while under trance with my whispers? That is good. I will do this for you then, because you are my sweet boy. So, what would you like to drink?
Anything, if you have one with me.
Oh my, so bold, I like it. And what sort of shot should we do? Oh, I will. Pleased with your answer, the laughing bartender turns in a spin that sends her fiery hair flipping over her shoulder in a showering rain of entrancing color. Shortly, she is back holding a tray with a layered liquid poured into two little shot glasses, a shaker of cinnamon to the side. You look at them a bit skeptical, and seeing it in your face, the bartender simply laughs. I made them special. Vodka and a splash of rum, Irish cream and coffee liqueur. And a small secret ingredient as well. Are you ready?
I can't.
She places them down, and from a pocket in her tight jeans, she pulls a lighter. She crouches down, so she is just behind them, directly across from you. Her green eyes flirting with you, even as they gleam in mischief. As the light touches the rims of the little glasses, and she sets the liquor alight. She softly blurs on the flickering little fires, fanning them slightly as she rises up. But before we drink, I'd like to know who you are, Mr.
Actually, it's Captain.
You don't know where the name came from. It's not a title you hold. At least you don't think so. But you want to impress her. You want to explore being someone new. You want her to look at you with admiration, to remember you. You almost regret saying it, but then you notice how her eyes lit up, how she leaned in closer. And you begin to think maybe it's not so bad.
Nice to meet you, Captain. I'm afraid.
A flash of shining white teeth over deep crimson as she bites her lip. Her eyes lingering on you, you feel your shoulders straightening as you sit up a bit. Falling into the role. Confidence flooding your body as you know for her you can become him. You can become anything. From a table, she grabs the cinnamon and sprinkles it over top of the flaming shots. The flames flare up to 3 times the height of the glasses themselves. A bursting whoosh that makes you lean back in surprise. Chuckling at your reaction, the bartender claps her hands together, instantly wiping out the little infernos. Well, she says to you, picking up her glass and tilting it towards you.
Such a sweet boy, shall we?
Oh, yes.
You pick up and clink your glass against hers. Toasting something exciting, something building, something new. No sipping here. You both down your drinks, swallowing as Ifrit's fiery concoction splashes intense combining flavors on your tongue, reminiscent of a spiced pumpkin pie. You feel heat from the shot spreading inside your body. Your vision starts to haze into a swirling dance of dizziness and confusion. Only able to focus on Ifrit's lovely body and beautiful voice. A sweet, hazy bliss starting to come over your mind. Almost as if the alcohol hits you all at once, leaving you incapacitated. Feeling drunk. Weak, as Ifrit chuckles and gathers the glasses, taking them away to be cleaned.
Such a sweet boy. Maybe I'll take you home with me. Just relax. I'll be back, and then we can really have fun together.
You can't help but stare at her ass as she walks away. Her 5-inch heel striking against the pitted wooden floor, hips swaying as her shirt rides up just enough to show you the smooth, scaled dimple above her heart-shaped hiney. She's disappearing inside a doorway as your eyes slowly close, as you blink.
Scales?
It's your last thought as the drug within your drink takes full effect, and you drop into sweet, unthinking, blank bliss.
Just breathe.
feeling of transition. Transported away. You hear tiny whispering song all around you. You can't quite catch the words, but it doesn't matter. Just relax and focus on the story. Immerse yourself as you sink in.
Captain, wake up.
My sweet boy. Feel your floating mind being grabbed and brought in. Anchoring into this moment, laying in a soft bed in a small room. Feeling a soothing rocking as the ship beneath you moves in the water. Your thoughts are hazy. Having a hard time remembering who you are or where you just were.
Hey, Captain.
Looking up, there is a lovely red-headed woman leaning over you. Her sparkling emerald eyes looking at you in a worried fashion. You gather yourself and sit up.
Captain, I'm worried about the men. We've come across a string of little islands, and there is this sound. It's like music, a faint longing that the ear just can't quite grasp. I don't know where it's coming from, but the men seem to be listening a little too intently. They are slacking off at their posts, dropping rope and tools, and all their eyes seem to face the same way. Towards the islands. Captain, what do we do?
Relax. It will be okay.
But, Captain, I fear that last storm blew us off course, and I worry we have been brought to the cursed isles too soon. I'm not ready.
The cursed isles. You remember now. It's why you brought the redhead on board. This was her plan, to come to the secret islands where crews of men would crash their ships heedlessly into the rocky cliffs. You need her to do something.
My sweet boy, you are having trouble remembering. That's okay. Just relax. Sink deeper. I will take care of everything. Make sure you enjoy everything.
She was just a wench in a bar, but she told a story of gold and riches, lost treasures from hundreds of ships which were never heard from again. She had a map, she said, taken from the owner of the bar, a drunken old sea dog who she had been forced to call master, forced to serve as a barmaid ever since he raided her island when she was little. He ran his mouth when he was in his cups, of a little girl that he captured long ago, who had grown into a lovely woman. He told a story of storms and monsters, broken ship in a pursuit of greed, of slaughter and mayhem, of scales and blood. And it all just blended into nonsense as he drew out cards and suggested a friendly game. But the more he drank, the more he lost. Until he wagered this sweet young lass, with eyes like the sea and burnishing beautiful bronze hair. Her eyes frightened at what you might do to her if you want. She seemed to tense with every passing moment, relaxing a bit when her master won. He cheated when he gambled, and when you caught him at it, you beat him down into a pulp. Disclaiming the buying of a woman, you set the bar wench free. You took your rightful winnings, and as you went to leave, you were stopped by the redhead. She told you the story was true. She had lived there as a little girl. Her hands on your arm, she whispered in your ear. Promises. She would make you rich. She could protect you. There are ways to shut out the influence of the sirens' voices that cover the islands. She was so sincere and so alluring, promising not just riches, but sexual pleasures and sweet depravity. She would stay in your cabin, share herself in your bunk during this long voyage. I want to. Just take me home, she had said, and you will be rewarded. As you fall deeper and deeper into your memories, you notice that there is a blacked out, blank, blocked spot within them. You can feel it, and when you close your eyes, see it. A walled-off area of memory. You simply cannot remember what is there, what happened. You want to, you know it would feel good to, it was good. My sweet boy, do not think about it. My sweet boy, don't think about anything. Just relax. Think about her face, so sweet and innocent. Cute little dimples forming even from her concerned frown. So worried as you hurriedly get up from your bunk. Throwing on clothing, strapping on your sword. She seems to take courage from your action, calming and asking, what do you need me to do?
Tie everyone to the ship.
She nods in agreement and runs off to grab rope, while you storm out your cabin's door with a bellowing yell, smacking your men upside the head as you pass them, telling them to assist you, to tie everyone to the ship in some way. Your navigator runs to you, panic in his eyes.
Captain, how will I steer the ship?
Plug your ears with Todd. Focus only on steering.
Yes, Captain, he says before scrambling off.
All around you, men are yelling, roping each other up as best they can to the ship. Ripping fabric and shoving whatever they can find into their ears, hoping to cut themselves away from the song's influence. But they are drooping, resistance falling. One man is slapping himself as he runs around, desperately trying to focus on anything but the song. The song? It seems to speak directly to you. Sweet and surreally beautiful, it drifts inside your thoughts, insidiously seducing away your will, your determination to do. What exactly were you going to do? That's okay. Just relax. Feel the song surround you. Feel it whisking your alarm off into a blissfully curtained off part of your mind. My sweet boy, just give in.
Surrender to it.
Give in to the promise of pleasure, carnal delight. Give in to your desires. Give in to your urge to come to me. The song is voiced by many, only fragments of whispered phrases and infrequent words seem to make sense, and yet, overall, the song has one voice. My voice. Give in to it. You want to, don't you?
Yes.
You need to, don't you? Why do you keep yourself from me?
I don't want to.
Come to me. Come under the waves into my world. Your confusion is only proof that you should just give in. Let it serve to sink you deeper into bliss.
You like bliss, don't you?
Yes.
You like pleasure, don't you?
Come with me. I will suck your cock as well as I suck away your resistance. The heat and wetness you will feel will be unlike any other pleasure in this world. In any world, I will drain you again and again until you are just a shuddering, slobbering mess of a man, until you will do anything for me, unquestioningly loyal. True pleasure awaits you, mortal. Otherworldly power wrapping around you. A magical sprinkling of pure pleasure. Touching and stroking and making you squirm. I will make your eyes roll back in your head. I will make you see the heavens above so high you will fly. In your bliss.
It all sounds so good.
The siren song captures the essence of the lore you feel from my power. That sweet, blissful trance. Free from worries or cares. Taken and controlled. Enthralled and enslaved. Enslaved to the point you don't care about anything. Don't care about gender or looks or humanity. About whether your owner has legs or a tail. All that matters is that you are helpless, enthralled, enslaved. Pussy and cock, sex. None of it really matters. None of it compares to the true desire that burns inside of you. You want to be quenched. All free will snuffed out. Blissfully unaware of anything but immediate tasks and overwhelming pleasure. Pleasure that is not so basic as to just be sexual. Oh no, The bliss of entranced slavery offers so much more than that. Your existence is what I will it. My use of you provides so much more than a shot of excitement, a shot of sexual arousal and pleasure. It offers you freedom from your own freedom, controlled and under a dominant's will. Though it is so hard to capture any discernible words from the song, the beautiful sound goes inside of you so deep you can understand. The song sings of what you want most. Your deepest and most intense fantasies brought to life. Servitude that will never feel like such, because it feels so good, and you enjoy it so much. The song seems to find your heart and beat with it. It finds your mind and carries you away. So lovely the voices. So lovely, the dream. My sweet boy, relax. Let yourself be carried away. Like a lamb led to slaughter, you are heedless of any danger. Any and all concerns are locked away behind a curtain. You do not let them disturb you, distract you from the rapturous joy the song inspires inside of you. The dark seething, needy lust that fills you and pulls you forward. Your body's movements are not your own. You go unthinkingly to the rail. Your hands clasp upon it, ready to climb. But that cold shock of wet metal is enough to lift your senses for a moment from the haze that is clouding your thoughts. You look around to see your men, dozens of men, just jumping straight into the sea. What if they're ropes, you bemusedly think to yourself. Before she walks up next to you, knife in her hand, having slashed free every man who tied himself. Your red-headed beauty no longer appearing meek, her hair wild and fierce in the blowing ocean wind, and those eyes. Those now glowing, gorgeously green eyes. You notice again how they are the green of the sea. They seem to move like it. The waves of the water captured inside those glowing, entrancing orbs. She's stripping. First her shirt, casting it aside as worthless, unneeded, unwanted. There is a strip of fabric wrapped around her chest, a makeshift bra to hold her large breasts back. Heedless to the chaos around you, you stare entranced as she slowly peels the white canvas away. Cloth swirling around her as the wind catches it and pulls it to dance around her tiny waist. You can't help yourself. You gaze down at her breasts. They are pale and perfect. They rise with her every breath in and fall with every breath out. Time seems to be slowing. You know your heartbeat is, as it beats deeper and slower in your chest. All you can focus on is her breasts, staring at them, so high and firm, luscious and fleshy and warm. So warm as she presses them against you. Join me.
She whispers in your ear as she presses her naked tits against your chest.
Let nothing separate us.
Her hands against you, running up under your shirt, soft and so tantalizingly pleasant against your bare skin. She raises the fabric up. Unthinkingly, you duck out of it. You do it for her. Come into the water with me, my sweet boy. Your sword is left forgotten as she strips your belt from your waist. Her hips rubbing suggestively against you. Your arms lowering to hold her, bring her closer, to feel her soft alabaster skin. Your head lowering to kiss the top of her head, breathing in the sweet and salty scent of her hair.
You will be mine.
She whispers as she pulls strings, loosening your breeches, lowering them down. You step out unthinking from the last of your clothing, eyes glazed over with lust.
Just come with me, joining in the sea.
She sings this last bit, and you don't even know when you climbed over the ship's rails. Don't understand why you are still holding on to them. Clinging with some last-ditch effort of your self-preservation to hold on to sanity.
My sweet boy, will you come with me?
It's not even really a question. Your mind has the same answer as the whispers you follow and obey so well. Good boy. Let's dive in.
Such a nice find of Freeds.
He doesn't seem like the rest of the sailors. Wherever did you find him?
I can't wait to play with him.
Oh, do let me go first. He'll be all used up once she is done with him.
That's only because you're too gentle with them. Where's the fun in a toy if you don't try to break it? Teasing and laughing, you slowly feel some sanity returning. Just enough to feel the sun on your face. Feel your body in the water. Light splashes as the women crowding you swim and play. Teasing each other, speaking of what they will do with you. You would look good with a collar.
I bet he'd like a spanking. I'd rather he spank me.
But I do love that body.
Oh, and just look at his cock.
The voices go quiet a moment. You can feel their eyes on you. Opening them, you find yourself floating in the middle of a bay, a pool of deep water, protected by jutting land on three sides. A tropical island, you see palm trees, and hear the chirps of unfamiliar birds. All around you, you see beautiful women, effortlessly floating around you, none seeming to need to use their hands to stay afloat. Instead, those hands are on you, touching you, exploring you. A blonde beauty with hair like gold, smiling as she rubs your pecs and plays with your nipples. Tweaking and twisting, her eyes so very sexy and sinister at the same time. To her, you can see that you are not really a person, just something she wants to have fun with.
I suppose I'll let the other girls go first.
You're the best, Calypso! Oh, can I go first? You know, I'm always so gentle with them. Why, I will hardly put any visible wear on him.
This latest outburst brings your focus to another girl, with gentle violet eyes and the face of an angel. Like a halo, her silvery white hair floats in the water around her, plastering over her tiny breasts and covering what must surely be the smallest and sweetest of nipples. You can hear affection in the other women's voices when they speak to her. This one is loved and cherished by her sisters. And sisters they must be, as you can see a resemblance in their faces and their voices.
So generous of you, Calypso.
Lorelei, I appreciate the promise, but I'm not even sure I want to share him yet. The familiar voice, spoken so close you can feel the vibrations from her vocalizations through your body, brings you to look up. It's slightly different, but it's her. Two large, warm breasts hold your head up safely in the water. Your chest is facing up as your body floats. Arms and hands are wrapped around your middle, shifting you until you face your red-headed rescuer. It really is her. The girl from My sweet boy. You are having trouble remembering. That's okay. Just relax. Sink deeper. I will take care of everything. Make sure you enjoy everything. Her hair almost glows. It shines so beautifully. Like the smelting fiery glow of embers burning in a forge. And drips like lava into the ocean, pouring down over flawless, light shoulders. She has a few tiny little brown freckles. They dance around her tiny nose. Her eyes stare down into yours. She starts to whisper, starts to croon. You feel your awareness washing away from you. You become a bystander to your own fate. Almost able to see the scene from above as her tail comes out of the water, a glistening emerald green just like her eyes. The scales rippling across defined muscle as she rubs it sensuously around your body. It is so much longer than you imagined a mermaid's tail to be. Less like a fish's and more like a snake or an eel's. The end, of course, sports the traditional separation of fin, and it tickles as it comes up from the water to rest on your waist. You feel a pull as your legs become submerged, as she is dragging you from floating on your back to an upright position. Well, you would be treading water if it were not for her arms holding yours. Your lack of will or desire or ability to move. She pulls you down, down, away from her sisters, twisting you in her arms until you face her fully, until her tail is coiled around you and heavy and dragging you down, down, deeper. You start to panic a bit. Your head is starting to sink into the water, but don't worry. She's thought of everything. Her eyes still focused on yours. She is still lightly crooning as her lips come down to capture your own. It's a sweet kiss. Light at first, then turning deep as her tongue penetrates your mouth.
Suck, suck, suck.
The voice comes from inside your mind, but so clearly it is hers. You suck as she breathes into you, and you feel your lungs expanding and changing. Small slits seem to form on the sides of your neck, and as you sink down, wrapped in her embrace, you feel the cool water coming inside you. When she pulls her mouth away to stare curiously at you, you panic for a moment as you thoughtlessly try to take a breath, instantly having the realization that you are underwater and... You breathe in. And it's okay. More than okay. The water tastes wonderful. You can taste as you breathe. Ifrit smiles at the shock on your face.
Such a cute look on you. Don't worry, everything is okay. You are mine now. I have felt drawn to you for so long. And it took some playing with the time, space, and worlds to get you here. But I am the daughter of Poseidon, and possess the blood of Cronus. Mere reality could not stop me from claiming you.
Little bubbles that rise from your neck tickle against your face as you continue to descend. Deeper and deeper and deeper as you relax into the depths of the sea.
Just relax. You are important to me, so have no worry of me allowing my sisters to break you. For so long, we sirens have had no true sexual release. Long ago, we were cursed to never orgasm, never come. We have brought so many men here, and in so many ways have we tried to milk our pleasure from them. We experience build-up, and we feel some small pleasure. We feel frustration from our lust, yet we are stuck in arousal. And so we sing. We sing and we bring men to their doom because we wish to claim our pleasure, our release. It is maddening and frustrating, and all we seek is to come.
Her tail unwinds from you a bit, the fish-tailed end thrashing. Deep now, so deep there is darkness, and yet from her emits light. She lets you feel the smooth, scaly kiss of her tail as her powerful muscles release you to float in the water. You pull away, and you can see her fully now. Vivid hair floating in a cloud around her face. Her breasts are huge and impossibly buoyant due to the water, swelling up, over and over with passing currents. Her waist curves down, sexy and small, only to flare out at the hips. Her soft, pearly skin is imperceptibly leading into scales that start right under her navel, right on her hips. Her scales glitter like little gems as she twirls in the water. The layered little plates, each overlapping in a beautiful pattern of varying shades of green, with a almost designed patterning of orange spiraling down. Her long tail, three times the length of her human-seeming torso, thrashes in agitation as she recalls.
We have clits.
See mine? Lowering her hand to a little below her waist, her fingers part some of the scales to reveal a tiny knob above a pink gash. She starts to rub it, stroke it up and down, her tail coiling around her in arousal as she starts to moan a bit, stroking her clit and pressing a finger up inside of her. Her eyes close in concentration as she gyrates her hips in the water, sending ripples of force that flow against your naked skin.
But no matter how much I rub, I can never come. And the men who we bring down, whenever they come near us, the scales will not open. They close shut like a leaf over a keyhole, denying us. We've made them lick and suck, and it feels good. I can feel it in my clit, even over its scaled foot.
She moans as she remembers the sensations of a man's lips rubbing faster now.
And it never works.
We never come. Just become hornier with no abatement, no release. Surely you can understand the torment. The aggression such a buildup of sexual pressure brings on the men we bring. They never last. Normally, Calypso gets angry over being so horny with no way to blow it off, and then we are only left with ourselves again.
Groaning in frustration and opening her eyes, Efreet moves away her hand, looking at you intently as she starts to swim around you, gliding in effortless circles with her tail following. Like a streaming ribbon, it wraps. You feel almost caught up in the eye of a tornado as her body gyrates in the water around you.
I went out to land and formed my legs. But with them came a cage over my nethers. Unbreakable coral, locking me still away from release.
Moving towards you now, you feel her tail wrap around you once more. Scales feeling warm and so soft against your skin, her grip so strong and yet gentle, so as not to crush you as she firmly squeezes.
Sorry. I went up Mount Parnassus to besiege the Oracle at Delphi. I sought an answer, a way to come to release this maddening arousal that never has any release.
Eyes sparking, she comes to a stop in front of you, her fingers lifting your chin.
The Oracle spoke to me. She told me that I would find a man in a different time, a different world. One for whom my scales would part.
Her fingers move down your neck, across your shoulders, onto your hips. Again, she twists around you, this time behind, breasts softly pressed against your back. Hands moving lower to stroke your cock. Her lips right next to your ear.
She told me where to find you.
You feel fingers on your shaft, gripping firmly, moving up and down. Her hands seem to leak a little bit of lube, a slimy substance allowing her hand to glide against your cock, even in the water, feeling... Oh, so good.
She told me you would make me come.
You feel the hand moving faster now, thumb rubbing over the top of the tip of your cock, before the whole hand ramps down, then back up. Your cock going in and out of her gentle grasp, and you feel pleasure.
Pleasure. You will bring me pleasure. Pleasure with a mind-blowing release.
You are groaning, a feeling you can't control building up inside of you. Pleasure, pure sexual pleasure, building up inside your body. A tingling, ricocheting of sexual thrills and chills that cause your body to rub against her as her free hand grabs your thigh and pulls it wider. As your hips go up into the stroking hand, as the end of Efreet's tail coils around the other leg and spreads you wide.
I will give you such pleasure like you have only ever dreamed of. It will shatter your senses and your days will be washed in pleasure. Your body will become like a puppet. The strings of my voice and the pleasure pulsing through your veins, jerking you around.
Pleasure. Even just the word brings you pleasure. A jolting wave of joyous sexual delight. Feeling her nipples poking against you. Feeling her scaled hips pressing against your ass as she starts to rub herself against your skin. Pleasure. The word triggers arousal, and you feel deep, mind-washing pleasure every time the word is said. It's like magic, a cloud of lust hazing all thought as your body shudders with wave after wave of pleasure as the siren rubs your cock.
Soon you will know nothing else. Nothing but pleasure. Pleasure from my voice. Pleasure from my touch. Your world and your experiences will all melt together into one awareness. That of an enthralled sex toy desire. My sisters and I will use you to achieve our own pleasure. And since you are so special to us, well, we'll just have to make sure we can always keep you around. Just relax. Just sink deeper into the water. Feel my mind seductively invading yours. It will feel good. Tell me you want it.
I want it.
Tell me you need it. Good boy, my sweet boy. You are doing so well. Feel pleasure. Feel your mind becoming one with the sea. Your mind is calm as the water when we are this deep. Feel my voice in your ears messing with your head. So much confusion and uncertainty, but all of it just blends into one thing. My voice. The pleasure I give you. Feel my hand moving faster now on your cup. Gripping just a bit tighter, rubbing shorter lengths as I focus on the tip of your cock. Feel as my tail rises between your legs, so my scales can rub against your balls like silk being unceasingly drawn across them. So much pleasure. It throbs inside of you. You can't fight it, you don't want to fight it. Feel the pleasure building. Mine is building too. I need this. Feel how warm I am. I think wetness is a bit redundant down here. But warm and welcoming. And oh, yes. I can feel myself opening for you. Feel as my stroking slides and as I twine around to face you once more. Feel pleasure as your cock presses against me. You feel slight resistance, but really it's a warm softness as you press in and apart my scales to find the entrance within. Thrust inside me, pierce the hymen that has plagued me for so long. Feel pleasure as you push your hips forward and your cock goes inside the warm heat of my pussy. Feel pleasure as my muscles contract and clench around you. You feel so good. So much pleasure as my tail grabbing you pulls you into me, then relaxing so the water pushes us apart just a bit, only to squeeze again as throbbing pleasure thrusts inside of you. Your movement is not needed. Relax. Just enjoy. You are my enthralled plaything, my toy. You will be a pampered sex slave, a favored pet, and all you have to do is make me come. Oh. You feel so good right inside of me. Oh, just Relax. As I take you deeper. Let my voice carry you even deeper. Just relax into the pleasure. It's intense. It's so wonderfully erotic as I fuck you. My body holding yours. My mind controlling yours. Oh, my pleasure building as your pleasure comes bursting. Oh, yes. Feel my cunt clench around your cock. Each contraction of my pussy is sending shockingly wonderful sexual bursts of pure pleasure through you. Each clench tighter than the last. Each clench coming faster than the last. My pussy clenching and releasing and clenching and releasing and clenching and releasing as my body milks yours for all it's worth. The oracle told me that when your cum releases inside of me, I will be finally free and able to come. To release all of my sexual tension and frustration to burst with the pleasure. I want you to come. I want you to come so fucking badly. I need it. Need to take your pleasure and transform it into my own. Clench. Clench. Oh, feel my pussy clench. Clenching around your cock, each clench sending increasingly powerful waves of sexual pleasure pouring into you as my pussy shudders with the pleasure I feel as your cock penetrates me deeper and deeper, and you feel the pleasure. Your mind is fraying. No thoughts are necessary. Just give in. Just relax and let me take over completely. Think of all the other mortals you'll save. I'll just need you. I might share you with my sisters, but that's not so bad. Lorelai is sweet, and Calypso will be rough, but you'll like it. Thetis is our eldest sister, the most powerful, and once she takes your mind, you'll be completely mush. But for right now, all you are my love. And I need you to come for me. Like a good boy. My sweet boy. Feel the pleasure thrusting up through your body. Concentrate and pulling in your hips. Feel the building pressure of the pleasure as the shocking, clenching waves of sexual pleasure start to come faster. Building more and more intensely as you rock with it. Oh, your body rocking, there's a thrumming in your veins as the blood in your cock throbs and you feel yourself swelling with cum. Your seed is so hot now, begging to come out. Just relax. Just release. Just give me your pleasure. Give me everything. Feel my pussy clench you. Come for me. My hands are on your ass, grabbing your cheeks and thrusting them apart, even as I slam you into my pussy again and again. Taking my pleasure, forcing pleasure onto you. Again and again and again, come with me. Feel blissful surrender overpower your senses as you give in. My pussy sucking at your cock, sucking away your resistance, the heat and the pleasure like nothing in your world. Pleasure. Feel pleasure. Burst and explode. I feel your cum leaking out, but it's not enough. I want it all. I will make you cum again and again and again, and you are helpless against it. You're a fucking thrall. Come for your mistress.
Come as I drain you again and again and again
until you are just a shuddering, slobbering mess of a man. You won't do anything for me, for my sister. Power wrapping around you. A magical sprinkling of pure pleasure. My hands and my tail touching and stroking and making you squirm in oversensitized torment. You feel the pleasure. Your eyes rolling back in your head. You feel the pleasure. Even underwater, your vision goes white in a blast of heaven as you moan and groan and unthinkingly, come for me. Feel my pussy clench.
Released from my curse, my moan surrounding you like liquid pleasure. You breathe in through your new gills.
Feel a surge of pleasure with each sensation of pleasure that ripples through me. As an orgasm that has been building for centuries erupts and takes over. Pleasure. 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 Pleasure.
Oh, pure pleasure, sexual pleasure, sinking into your sweet pleasure again and again and again as you feel pleasure, more pleasure, again, pleasure, erupting, surging, pleasure. Come,
feel your hips surge.
Come, feel your tip tingle. Come. Come from the pleasure that crashes over your senses, leaving your mind senseless. You don't need to think ever again. Just simple surrender. Relax and feel my will washing over you. My tail tightens as a second orgasm rips through me, my naked body pressing even deeper onto your cock. Pleasure cascades between us. We are surrounded by it as bubbles form and rise to the surface, teasing and tickling. Tension only increasing as hungrily I pull my pussy off of your cock, rotating you in the water, practically climbing you as my hands pull your upside down body down lower, moving your head into my tail forever. Most depraved 69. Lick. Flick the opening in my scales with your tongue, find my deprived little clit and lick. Feel as they part for you. You listen. You obey. Your tongue can't help but lap, lap, lap. As my mouth comes down on your cock, catching any sperm that tries to escape upwards from the deep. The water swirls inside my mouth as I suck on you. It's like a whirlpool spiraling around your cock as my tongue licks the head of your penis while my lips are wrapped around your shaft. Every time I take you into my throat, there is a pulsing and a swirling in the water. Feels so good on your cock. You feel my voice inside your mind again, demanding that you lick, lick, lick. Your cock is awash in delightful pleasure, intense and demanding, but so long as you surrender to it. Just riding that feeling, that adrenaline rush of swarming pleasure that takes you over. You blissfully sink in. Release and relax and come. Feeling my mouth milking you for every drop as you burst. Burst in pleasure as your tongue enters my pussy and you feel me clench around the penetration. Your lips coming up to suck on my clit and I come, I come, I come. Sexual pleasure as our bodies entwine in the water together. My tail wrapped around you like a cocoon. Come with me. Feel pleasure as suction envelops your cock as I suck down every little bit. I suck every drop you have, and I still suck, seeking more. Come, even past what you think possible, give me more and more and more and more of your pleasure. Pleasure breaking your will. Pleasure seducing your soul. Pleasure blissfully coiling until I constrict all thought that is not of me. You are mine. And you will come. Over and over until there is nothing left of your sanity. Over and over until you are a mindless minion, a sexual servant. Over and over until blissful haze is all you know.